This is Pitcher Luis Garcia, and you are listening to I Don't Pick Baseball on ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley.
Oh, that was a tough one for the Iron Pigs to take. 10:33 here in the Lehigh Valley. Pigs drop it in 10 innings. What was supposed to be a 7-inning game, the Pigs drop it in 10 by a final score of 2-1. So they split the doubleheader. Pigs still very much over 500 in doubleheader games, 6-2 for the season. All right, let's tell you how we got to this disappointing ending to the game 2 result today. And well, first of all, it was a fantastic effort by both pitchers again, which is what we thought we'd see. Jake Thompson, a hard luck, no decision, as was Buck Farmer, although Thompson came a lot closer to winning this one than Farmer did. However, in the top of the second inning, Reese Hoskins hit a single to lead off the second, which then extended his hitting streak to 10 games and made it 21 straight games reached. And then Nick Williams stepped up to the plate.
The Tigers, and he deals here. It swung on him, launched out to right center field, well tagged. Going back as low to the track, he's not going to get there. Over his head and all the way to the wall. Rounding third and being sent around is Hoskins. The throw will be cut off as he scores standing. And Nick Williams on an 0-2 pitch has a ribby double.
I'll tell you what, the Pigs take the 1-0 lead there. And then on the very next play, Logan Moore steps up to the plate, and I'm very much inclined to say that this, if not the game-tying run, is kind of even tied for the turning point play of the game. However, I can tell you very much truthfully at this point, Jason Krzan, player of the game, and it started with him saving a run with his glove right here.
And slugged out to right field. A long run in for Krzan. Will he get there with a dive? Makes the catch. Williams wisely tags from second and gets to third standing. But Jason Krzan just took an RBI single away from Logan Moore.
And if Krzan doesn't make that play, Pigs end the game with a 2-1 win. Instead, because of that play, the Pigs, who struggled mightily, to get runners in when they had their chances with runners in scoring position. I mean, let's take a look. In the first inning, Perkins was on first. In the second inning, of course, as we know, the great play by Krzan, which was followed up by Hector Gomez and Pedro Florimon getting out. In the second inning, Carl Crawford got to second base, nothing doing. In the fourth inning, Nick Williams made it to second base, nothing doing. In the fifth inning, Roman Quinn and Pedro Florimon were on first and second with nobody out, nothing doing. In the sixth inning, Logan Moore was on second base with two outs, nothing doing. In the seventh, J.P. Crawford had a double, nothing doing. In the eighth inning, Reese Hoskins walked to lead off the inning, nothing. And in the ninth, Pedro Florimon found his way to second base with one out, and the Pigs could not drive him in. And that'll tell you all you need to know about the Pigs' lack of ability to get runners in scoring position. Anyway, this was a pitcher's duel through and through. And in the bottom of the fifth inning, after Omar Infante broke up the no-hitter for Jake Thompson, Thompson turned around and got Krzan.
Runner goes on the 3-2, and a swing and a missed strike three. Thompson battles back from 3-0, and the first hit of the game does not harm him. He strands the two-out runner on strikeout number three.
And we'll fast forward to the bottom of the sixth, where Jake Thompson happened to do exactly the same thing.
Thompson deals 1-2. He struck him out swinging. Got him on a big breaking ball in. And he gets out of the crisis with another scoreless inning, stranding a tying man in scoring position. First time that Toledo has had a man in scoring position tonight.
It looked like it was going to be another great night for, well, and it was a great night for Jake Thompson, but a truly special night. It was not meant to be, because in the bottom of the seventh inning, he got himself into trouble. He started with a walk, a leadoff walk to Efren Navarro. Michael Almanzar popped up the bunt, but James Loney sliced the double. Omar Infante was intentionally walked, and that brought Jason Krzan to the plate, which, like I said, you know, pick your play of the game, your turning point. Krzan up with the bases loaded.
Bases loaded. One out. Here's the 3-2 by Beato. Swung on and hammered. In the air, right field deep. It'll stay in the ballpark. I think it will tie the game. Williams makes the catch in the corner. And tagging to tie the game and scoring comes Navarro.
And it would tie the game up. The Pigs very nearly won the game, even after that fly out, as they nearly got the runner at first base before the runner scored. That would be the runner scoring would be Navarro. and the guy on first would have been Infante at this time. However, the Pigs did not manage to do it. And then in the bottom of the 10th inning, it started with a Jason Krzan leadoff single. Brian Holiday bunted him over to second base, and then Arenas Diaz singled him home to end the ball game. 10 innings, a 2-1 final for the Toledo Mud Hens. A tough one to take for Lehigh Valley today, no doubt about it. They had their chances for sure, but just unable to get the job done when they had the runners in scoring position. Anyway, we'll quickly look at the numbers from the game today. Well, game two, Lehigh, 1 run, 7 hits, no errors. Toledo, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. For the Pigs, an astonishing 0 for 13 with runners in scoring position. They left 12 on base. For Toledo, 1 for 3 with runners in scoring position, 6 left on base. Thompson went 6 and a third, 3 hits, 1 run earned, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. It was another fantastic performance by him. Pedro Beato, unfortunately, got the blown save in his one inning of work, striking out 1. Hobie Milner went 2/3 of an inning, gave up 1 hit, didn't cost him anything, and he struck out 1. Michael Marriott got the tough luck loss, 1 1/3, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, and that was all. Buck Farmer, well, he matched Thompson almost perfectly yet again, 6 innings, 6 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. Mike Zagurski, the 10th anniversary member of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, 1 inning, 1 hit, 2 strikeouts. Logan Kensing, 1 inning, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. Daniel Stumpf, an inning, a walk, 2 strikeouts. And Edward Mujica, the winner, he's now 1-1 on the year, 2 strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours, 51 minutes in front of, well, it might have been 5,144 paying fans at one point in that game, but towards the end, it sounded like about 8 fans were left at the ballpark. It was 46 degrees with 13-mile-per-hour winds. This game began at 7:34. All in all, the night began for us here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network at 4:35, with first pitch of the previous game having begun at 5:05. And as for that first game, the Pigs were victorious, 6-1. So as of now, the Iron Pigs are 12-10 on the year. And we'll look for yet another rubber match win and yet another series win